We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting on the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. HaKoyvel Es Rav Chaim Oiver Mishim Loi Sase. There's a Loi Sase in the Torah that says, Loi Yachvel Rechaim Verechev Ki Nefesh Shu Choyvel. And you're not going to take a, this is talking about a portable Rechaim Verechev, which is a grinder, has two parts, the top stone and the bottom stone. And the top is called the Rechayim, and the bottom is called, the top one's called the Rechev, and the bottom is called the Rechayim. And there's two parts to it. And the halacha is, if you take this as a mashkin, besides for Isser of going into a house, take a mashkin, there's another Isser. There's an Isser, lav, leyachbo, Rechayim, Verechev. Now the halacha is, if I gave you a asra and said, you're going to be over this Isser, leyachbo, Rechayim, Verechev, Yechayiv twice Malkus, two lavin, over Mishum, loy sasa. And Yechayiv Hashem Shnei Kalim, Yechayiv because both Kalim. Shenem, and the Pasuk says, Yachbo Rechayim Verechev. And the Pasuk, it says both. It says Rechayim Verechev. And therefore, Yechayiv on each stone separately, a separate lav. And therefore, on one Kli and on one Maisa of taking a Mashkin, Yechayiv two lavin. It says Vaita in the Mishnah, V'loi Rechayim Verechev Avad, V'loi Rechayim Verechev Avad Omru de Yechayiv, Ela, Kol Davar Sh'oisim Bo Yechon Nefesh. You're also Chayiv for any Davar, let's say an oven or a stove. If you take that as a mashkin, you're also chayiv. Because kol davar she'oseh bo yachon nefesh, shenemar ki nefesh u'chayvel. The pasuk, and the pasuk says, ki nefesh u'chayvel teaches us that anything you take that's oichel nefesh, that makes food, that could help the mealtime, at mealtime, helps produce food, there's an iser to take that as a mashkin, and there's an iser lav for that. So to Gemara, Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this, chayvel rechayim, if you chayvel a rechayim, loik eshtayim, you chayv for two malkas. Why? Mishum rechayim, or mishum ki nefesh uchayvel. There's a third lav in this pasuk. Pasuk lo yachvel na rechayim, rechayim ki nefesh uchayvel. Nefesh uchayvel. Nefesh uchayvel is, adds on all shar dvarim, and that includes also rechayim v'rechem. So if you take a rechayim from mashkin, first rechayim alts the pasuk of rechayim, and you also chayiv alts mishum ki nefesh uchayvel. And this, and rechayim v'rechev, we like a shalosh, you get three. And rechev, and also rechev alone, we chayiv two. And rechayim v'rechev, you chayiv three, like a shalosh. Mishum rechayim v'rechev, umishum kinefesh uchayvel. So Rav Huna's chiddush is that when someone takes a rechayim v'rechev, takes this grinding stone as a mashkin, not only is he chayiv the lav of the yachvel rechayim v'rechev, he's also chayiv for a lav of kinefesh uchayvel. Even though kinefesh uchayvel is marvel other things, but once it's marvel other things, it includes these as well. For Rav Yehuda Amar, Chovel Rechayim Loika Achas. The halacha is, Rav Yehuda says, that Chovel Rechayim Loika Achas. You're not Chayiv because Kinefesh Uchayvel. And Verechev Loika Achas. Rechayim Verechev Loika Shtayim V'tu. And Kinefesh Uchayvel, that pasuk is not for a lav of, and it's not for taking a Rechayim Verechev. That's for Shardvarim, like the Morris on the top of the base. Look, Shardvarim, that's for other things. That means that you steal if you take a mashkin, an oven, or a stovetop, or something like that, or a pot, so then you're over the lav of kinefesh uchayvel. So we have a chayvus Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, basically, on this lav that includes everything, does that include rechayim v'rechev as well? So Gemara says, maybe this machlokes is like machlokes Abaye v'Rava. And Abaye v'Rava came in a later generation, sound like arguing the same machlokes as Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Lema, Abaye v'Rava plucked at the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda g'mifkli. Maybe you're going to say, the following machlokes Abaye v'Rava is the same machlokes as Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Dama Rava, because Rava says, and the pasuk says the Karan Pesach, that you have to eat the Karan Pesach a certain way. Al toichlu menu na, you can't eat it partially cooked. Uvasu vashu mayim, you can't eat it cooked. Kiyim sliyesh, it has to be roasted on a fire. So there's a lav over here. Al toichlu menu na, you're not allowed to eat it raw, and you're not allowed to eat it mavushal. And there's another lav. Al toichlu menu kiyim sliyesh. So there's a machlokes over here, how many lavin you are chayiv if you eat no or mavushal, how many lavin you chayiv? So Rava says, ochal, no, if you ate it partially roasted, it's not completely roasted, loika shtayim, you chayiv two malkas. One, mishum, no, for the isav al-toichlu menu no, and umishum, kiyim sliyesh, al-toichlu menu kiyim sliyesh, you chayiv two. And if you eat it mavushal, if you eat it cooked, like a shtayim also. Mishum mavushal, because it says in the pasuk, al toichlu menu no, avos mavushal mayim. And you also, mishum, kiyim sliyesh. Not mavushal, you eat a piece of no and a piece of mavushal, from the current pasuk, like a shtayim, you have three. Mishum no, mishum mavushal, or mishum, loy soichlu, kiyim sliyesh. So Akaponim, Rava says that Yechayiv, you have this general lav called Kiyam Sliyesh. Yechayiv, if you eat not, you also get the lav of Kiyam Sliyesh. Abayom, no, ain't loikim a lav shabaklalis. You're not loike on a lav that's koil a lot of Yisurim together. And this is koil all the Yisurim. It says it has to be Sliyesh. It means it cannot be eaten, not Mavush, also includes a bunch of things. And therefore, you don't get a malchus on that. Now, Tosfos already points out, if that's the reason for Abaya, ain't loikim a lav shabaklalis, it doesn't have any shaykhus to before. Because, but before we were teaching pshat is because l'shar dvarim u'da'asa, it's coming for other things, and that's why you're not chayv k'nefesh u'chayil fidam an diyama. But the Gemara likes to compare things, even though it's not exact. And the Gemara doesn't explain now that you could get out of that. So right now the Gemara is thinking like this: lema abaya da'ama krav yuda. Abaya who says you don't get the three malchus, you don't get malchus on the al teichlu kiyam sliyesh. He also krav yuda holds you don't get the lav of k'nefesh u'chayil. They both hold that you don't get a lav and lav shabaklalis. And the general rule, you don't get malchus on it. The Rava don't get Yehuda. And Rava holds like Rav Huna. You'll say that Rava holds like Rav Huna, who says you do get malchus on lav shavuklalis. You do get malchus on kenefesh shuchayvel. And that's what Rava holds. So maybe mamish the chagas of bayav Rava is same chagas Rav Huna Yehuda, which is problematic. So the Gemara no, Amalek Rava no. I could stim feed both Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda. Amalek Rava. So, of course, I stim like Rav Huna says to get the chayav all three, very good. But Rav says, I can even stim with Rav Yehuda. I'm like, Rav, no damri afilu k'Rav Yehuda. Ad kan k'Rav Yehuda ha'sam elo k'nefesh u'chayv alim mashma r'chayim v'rechem. The Rashi learns like this, that it's different. Don't compare the case of Rav Yehuda to here, because there, the pasuk k'nefesh u'chayv is very much needed. Because from r'chayim v'rechem, you only see grinding stones, but you don't see other type of a dvarim of oichel nefesh. All the type of kelim of oichel nefesh you don't see. Hilkach, l'shar dvarim also. So clearly, this pasuk is being married by other things. Therefore, Rav says, I agree to you, Rav Yehuda. Because nefesh uchayv is for other things. Because from a rechayim v'rechiv, you wouldn't see other things. Aval hacha, but by tzliyesh, kim tzliyesh v'mahasa. Kim tzliyesh, what's it coming for? There's no other thing besides for no emavoshel. Shema mino alav. Must be to add alav. Now, so he's saying like this, that there's only two things that could be no good. Either na, which means partially roasted, or mavushal. And that we raise him a furish. So what's the Kiyam Sliyesh telling us? Bishlam Advir is telling us the nefesh uchayvel, telling us other oichel nefesh, kelim oichel nefesh. Here, what's telling us? It must be to add on a lab. Therefore, Rav says, here I add on a lab because here I have nothing else to use it for. But by you, I agree to you, Rav Yehuda. You could have said, I agree to you, Rav Yehuda, here because nefesh uchayvel is for adding on things. Now, Tosis is busy that there could be other things that we could have been included in this Isser. Like, for example, Mavushal Bechami Tveria, Ayin Tosfos, but Tosfos may say, Mechlokes HaSukkos, Ayin Shom, what Tosfos Tain is about this. But like, upon him, in any case, that's what Rava Tain is. What does Abaye say? Abaye Malach, Anod Amri, Afil Rav Huna. He says, it's possible I hold like Rav Yehuda, they only get two, not three. Like I say here, you don't get two and three. But I could say, even if you're Rav Huna, Ad Kal Kon Rav Huna Hasam, Rav Huna there says, Yichai three, by Kinefesh Uchev, you know why? Ella, the kinefesh uchayvel is coming on top of kuftazayim ralef. Kinefesh uchayvel yaseiru, it's extra. And kiven the yaseiru, shadi rechayim v'rechem. Since it's extra, which means Rashi learns extra means it's extra to be moisif more lavin on other things. It's moisif more things that are also out to oichel nefesh. And once you marba other things oichel nefesh, so it automatically includes rechayim v'rechem. Like Rashi says, yaseiru lav mishum shardvar, mekiven the yaseiru lav v'kasve stoma. And said in a general rule, Shadinami Rachaim Varechav, Shayla Khalatiyam Mashmois. Kinefeshu Chayvel, Karchach is also on that. But, Avahacha Kiyam Sliyesh, Lavi Seiru, it's not extra, because the Mabayla, the time here for the following Brysa. Beshosh Yeshnu Makum Achal Tzli, Yeshnu Vatechel, no, which teaches us like this, that the only time you chayiv for eating a carbon Pesach that's not roasted is only if you eat it in the time where you have to eat it, which is at night. But let's say Erev Pesach by day, you start to eat it, and it was cooked. Then you're not chai this lav. Because v'shosh yeshtav kumachol tzli, when is a mitzvah to eat it, yeshtav ba'al teichol na. V'shosh yeshtav kumachol tzli, when it's no mitzvah to eat it, tzli, ain't ba'al teichol na. We learn that from the end of this pasuk. Kiyam sli eish, roish yagrav, this pasuk, kiyam sli eish, teaching us that the only time you chai for normal v'shol, the only time you chai for cooked, or not fully roasted, only bizman in the mitzvah tzli. So since using the pasuk for this, so therefore it's not used for the lavim of a normal vushel. It's used for something else completely, and therefore there's no chi of malchus on it. So it's not like from the Gemara. The Gemara is being chayzer on what on what we said before in Abaye. So we said before we said Pshat Abaye is, they don't not like on lav shebe klolis. He holds a general lav, you're not like on. But here he's hearing where I was saying, no, a different reason. That the reason why is because it's not being used for this at all. It's not a lav for this. It's teaches us the malacha. And that's how Tosis really learns on Daf Kufidal and Abaye. He says, klar, that the Gemara is answering that this Knefesh Uchayvel is used for a lav, and therefore you could be chayiv malchus for that. Masha Enkein, over here, it's being used for something else, the Gamri. It's been used for this mitzvah, that the whole Isser is only when it's a mitzvah to eat it by day, and therefore it's not, you don't get malchus on it. And it's not al tlav shel klolos. That's one pshat. There is another pshat from the Brisker Rav. He wants to learn that it is called a lav shel klolos here. Ayin Shom in Nozid Daf Lam Adal and Aleph. But when we stick with Taisa's pshat, that this Gemara's Taka saying that's not going al lav shel klolos.